下院议员当选之后，下院议员人数最多的政党的党魁出任首相，并且接受君主的邀请或者是任命来组建政府。 When the MPs are elected, the leader of the party with the largest number of members returned to the House of Commons becomes Prime Minister and is invited or appointed by the King or Queen to form a government. 而在下议院支持人数排在第二的政党就成为政府的官方反对党。The party with the next largest number of supporters in the Commons becomes the official opposition to the government. 但如果没有一个政党在下议院拥有绝对多数席位，那么保守党或者工党可以联合一些小党共同上台执政。If no party has an overall majority in the House of Commons, the Conservative or the Labour Party can come to power with the support of the minor parties. For the Prime Minister, 对于总理来说，接下来的几天将是他活动密集的日子。他会为政府的各个部门挑选部长以及内阁成员。For the Prime Minister, the following days will be crowded with activities.Such as selecting ministers for various departments of government and members of the cabinet. 首相他在任命部长和内阁成员时必须考虑到很多因素，比如说他必须考虑到党内的权力平衡。 The Prime Minister has to bear various considerations in mind when making appointments. Prime Minister must consider the balance of power in the party. 并且呢，他要任命代表党内各种观点的人 and appoint people who represent various viewpoints within the party. 首相他必须在管理层平衡，诸如像年龄，并且鼓励有能力的年轻同事出任。 The Prime Minister must get a balance of ages in the administration and encourage young colleagues' ability. 首相他可能不得不考虑各部门的利益。Now, the Prime Minister may have to consider sectional interests. 所以呢，简而言之，首相他必须花费大量的精力和思想来获得有效政府的正确组合形式。 So, in short, much energy and thought must be spent in getting the right combination for the effective government. 那么近年来呢，至少有40个部门的部长及任命。In recent years, there have been at least 40 ministerial appointments.
不是所有的部长都能够进入内阁、
but not all their holders can be in the cabinet.、是因为根据一般协议、一个超过20名成员的内阁、就显得太大、太庞大、无法进行有效的讨论。
Since by general agreement, a cabinet of more than about 20 members would be too large for effective discussing.
那么按照惯例呢，我们图片上面这些职位的持有者都是内阁成员。
By convention, the holders of the following offices are always members of the cabinet.
其中就包括了 Lord Chancellor 大法官、Lord Privy Seal 张西大臣、内政大臣、外交大臣、财政大臣、国防大臣、贸易和工业大臣、就业大臣、社会保障大臣、环境大臣、苏格兰国务大臣、威尔士国务大臣、北爱尔兰国务大臣等。因此普选选择的是议会下议院议员，从而决定由哪个政党组成政府。
So the general election chooses the members of parliament and thus decides which party will form the government.
所有的议员都是大选的赢家。 They are all winners of the general election.首相、部长和内阁将行使行政权力，而议会将成为最高立法机构。
The Prime Minister, Ministers and the Cabinet will exercise executive power, and the Parliament will become the supreme law-making body.